but more people trusted the IRS than they did Facebook with protecting their privacy.
I'm Paul Dietrich with Reason TV, and today we're talking with Reason Foundation polling director Emily Eakins. There's a new Reason Root poll out today that deals in part with NSA surveillance. Thanks for joining us, Emily.
Thanks for having me.
With the revelation in The Guardian, The Washington Post, and other publications about the NSA looking after people's internet data, their phone call records, what did you find?
So we asked them to choose if they saw the program primarily as a means to fight terrorism or primarily a violation of privacy. And a majority of Americans said it was a violation of privacy. So while most Americans do agree that it's a violation of privacy, independents are the most likely group to say it's a violation of privacy, particularly independents who lean Republican. And this is something we often find in our polls, that a lot of libertarians are found in the group that identifies as independent, but they lean Republican.
Do you think libertarians are going to be upset with that kind of distinction?
Perhaps. But to that point, a lot of civil libertarians are also found in the independent group, but they lean left.
Now, are Americans up in arms about all of this?
Not exactly. We asked Americans if they thought the NSA surveillance program had impacted their trust in government. Only a third said that it had decreased their trust in government, whereas a majority said it really made no difference either way.
You also asked about Edward Snowden. People keep asking if he's a traitor or a patriot. What did you find?
Americans are split. About a third say he's a patriot, a third say he's a traitor, and the rest don't really have an opinion. Partisans are more likely to say he's a traitor, and independents are more likely to say that he is a patriot. Young people in particular were twice as likely as older Americans to say that he's a patriot.
You found something interesting when you looked at Facebook and the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS.
Well, we were interested in what in who Americans trusted more in protecting their privacy: Facebook, the IRS, Google, the NSA. And what we found might surprise you. Now, most people don't trust any of those groups in protecting their privacy, but more people trusted the IRS than they did Facebook with protecting their privacy.
But we have all these things associated with the IRS, that they get into politics, that they use their power to go after citizens. They still trust IRS over Facebook.
Well, to be clear, about two-thirds don't trust the IRS with their privacy. It's just that three-fourths don't trust Facebook. And it probably has something to do with the fact that people upload pictures, personal information, to Facebook. And so they invest a lot of trust in Facebook protecting their privacy.
The Obama administration has said that they only use the NSA data to fight terrorism, to go after terrorists. But there's a chance that it could be shared with other government departments, other government entities. Are people afraid of this?
At first glance, Americans oppose the NSA sharing the secret data it collects on millions of Americans for anything other than combating terrorism. However, we asked about a few particular circumstances, and we found that attitudes changed. Now, first, about two-thirds of Americans say that the NSA should not share secret data with the IRS, but they would favor sharing it with law enforcement agencies looking for a missing child. We also asked about whether the NSA should be allowed to share its data with the Drug Enforcement Administration. In that situation, Americans were split right down the middle, with younger people more likely to say it should not share it with the DEA and older people saying that it should. So what we learned from this is that while Americans don't want the data to be used for things other than, you know, combating terrorism, when you give them particular circumstances, especially those that are emotionally charged, then attitudes change and they're more open to sharing the data.
The Reason Root poll covers a lot of different topics. What else did you ask about in this poll?
We also asked Americans about what they think about government spending, the debt ceiling, the implementation of the new healthcare law, the Detroit bankruptcy, among others.
The full poll results will be available at reason.com/poll. Thank you very much, Emily Eakins.
Thanks for having me.
For Reason TV, I'm Paul Dietrich.